I was one of the guys asked me a question about, even though the questions is usually the first part of the evening, the questions of the week, but there were hashkafa questions. It could even be a halacha question, but so one of the guys asked me a question that, you know, when he was applying to medical school, so there's a question on there that asks, you know, if you've ever been in counseling. If you've ever been in counseling, so the boy had been in counseling for a couple of months. It wasn't so significant. He didn't have any major issues. And like, it's a real question about whether or not, you know, filling something out like that on an application to medical school could really apparently, now I feel like everybody sees counselors, you know, a lot of times people see counselors for all kinds of things, but it could really affect a person's getting into school. And we talked a lot about the question, and I was thinking a lot about it, and it really, you know, I thought it's just important for review, at least, you know, my feelings on these kinds of questions. And this parsha that we're going to read this Shabbos, you know, that Yaakov Avinu is known by Chazal as the prime model for us about Midas HaEmes and how important it is for a person to always only be speaking truth, as we'll see in a moment. And I think it's so important for a person to always be totally focused on truth and to be so careful that every word that comes out of his mouth, every word that a person writes, whether it be on his income tax forms, whether it be on application forms, whether it be on any kind of a form that a person's asked to write, the Torah gives us very clear guidelines on how one is supposed to act. You know that the pasuk says, "Titein emes liYaakov," that Yaakov was known as an isha emes, and in fact, we learn out many halachos and hashkafos. For example, the Rambam in Hilchos Schirus, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that Chayav Adam Lavod Bechol Kocho. The Rambam says that a person is obligated to work with all of his strength, with all of his ability. When somebody hires you to work, you have an obligation to work with all of your strength and all of your ability. And Misha Yasekein Yelo Schar, somebody who puts all of his kochos and efforts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward him with reward. How do I know this? Says the Rambam, from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu testifies about himself in this week's Pasha. Hayisi bayom achalani chorev v'kerach balayla v'atidach nasi me'alai. And he basically hints there and alludes to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow your wickedness, Lavan, to affect me, and I became a wealthy man because I did it the right way. And this is such a fundamental point, I think, of Emunah. I like to tell the guys in yeshiva that somebody who's dishonest on a test, I feel like, forget about the Aveira, forget about the Isser Gnevas Das. I feel like such a person who's dishonest is doesn't believe in Hashem. It's a chisaron in Emunah. Because how could a person really legitimately think that someone who's dishonest about something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to give bracha, he's going to get ahead with that? LMI, you really think everything's up to you, so you have to be dishonest to get ahead. You think it's up to you. You don't realize that everything's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person realizes that his the parnasa that he makes and the success that he gets and whether he gets into this graduate school or that graduate school, it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then you're going to, of course, take the high road with everything. You're, of course, going to be totally, totally honest with everything. It's part of a person's emunah that that he believes that when a person does the right thing, you know, I guess in America we assume nice guys finish last. Nice guys finish last. That's the way that's the way we're familiar with the colloquial statement. But as Jews, we believe no, nice guys finish first. We believe that in the very long run, you don't realize maybe in the short run people will think nice guys finish last. But in the very long run, for sure in the very long run, that people who are honest and people who are sincere and who are so careful never to say a word that's not truthful, and never to take $1 that doesn't come to them totally honestly. People who are so totally scrupulous about this will ultimately, in the long run, be blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that honesty. As a matter of fact, the Mesilas Yesharim develops at length in Pratei Hanikias, in the 11th chapter, that famous chapter in the Mesilas Yesharim, where he goes into all the details of so many different midos that a person is supposed to have. He details there, quoting from Chazal, how far a person needs to go in being truthful. You know that the Gemara in Brachos, this year in Yeshiva, we're learning Maseches Brachos, the Gemara in Brachos says that when you're working for somebody else, you're only allowed to say the first parasha of Shema. But the second parasha of Shema, the third parasha of Shema, you're not allowed to say if it's on the boss's time. If you work for somebody, you're getting paid by the hour. You're not allowed to take time off to say the second and third. It sounds like that Mandamar holds it only the first parasha of Shema is D'oraisa. That's a whole story, right? There's five opinions about that. How much of Shema is D'oraisa? Maybe the first pasuk, the first parasha, two parashas, three parashas. Maybe none of Shema is D'oraisa. That's an opinion also. Maybe all of Shema is D'rabbanan. But whatever way you slice it, so incredibly, Chazal only allow you to waste the time from the boss to the first parak of Shema. How long does it take to say the second, third? You're even going to have a lot of kavanah. It's going to be 3 minutes, 4 minutes. No, but that's stealing. So since you're not obligated to say those Minat Torah, at least according to that opinion, so you're not allowed to say. And similarly, when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, so the Gemara says you're only allowed to say the first three brachos of benching when you're working with somebody else. The fourth bracha is only Derabbanan, and stealing from the boss is Doraisa. So you're not allowed to even say the fourth paragraph of benching. You see how far Chazal go. And the Gemara details that there was a story, one of the Amoraim was ready to sell something, and he was in the middle of saying Kriyashma, and the guy came over and said, I'll offer you $100 for it, and the guy didn't answer him because he was in the middle of saying Kriyashma. So they said, okay, he didn't realize. So he figured, okay, they want it for 100. I'll give you 200. I'll give you 400. I'll give you 500. So the Gemara says that really he should give it to him for the original price because he intended to give it to him, he just couldn't talk. He was in the middle of saying Shema. That's how far we have to go to be so scrupulous. The Gemara says, Hin Sedek, the Pasuk says, Hin Sedek Yelachem. And the Gemara has a drasha, Hin Sedek, Shehe Hein Shelchat Sedek. When a Jew says yes, it has to be yes. When a Jew says no, it has to be no. Right now, I'm in the middle of recruiting season. So I'm trying to recruit 8th grade boys to come to DRS. And parents ask me all kinds of questions about the yeshiva. And they want to know this about the yeshiva and that about the yeshiva. And they want to know, you know, about this issue. So I have to be very careful. On the one hand, you want to try to put your best foot forward. You want to try to highlight the positive things about your enterprise, but you have to be very, very careful not to say something that's not true, even a little not true, not even to imply something that's even a little bit not true. And it's very easy when you're trying to sell something. The Gemara talks about this as well, about mixing different kinds of fruits from last year with fruits from this year, because the fruits from this year look shinier, they look newer, you're going to mix them all up, so the guy will think that all the fruit are from this year. You're not allowed to do that. These are business practices that are totally prohibited. There's a pasuk in Tzfanya. Pasuk in Tzfanya says, She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla v'lo yidabru chazav. How do you know a Jew? How can you tell a Jew? A Jew is someone who never speaks evil, who never tells a lie, you can trust what he says. I don't know if it's appropriate to say this, especially when it's being recorded, but I wonder whether or not we could really apply this pasuk in Tzfanya nowadays. Unfortunately, again, I'm not in the business world. Baruch Hashem. Hashem didn't bless me with any, I have like the worst business sense of anybody. If I would be in the business world, I would lose my pants and my shirt every single day. I wouldn't know the first thing about how to conduct business. But apparently they say that, let's just say it nicely, not all Jews in the market, in the business world, not all Jews are totally honest. There was a beautiful story going around the internet a couple of weeks ago about the the son of an ambassador who saw how Jews do, or the daughter of an ambassador who saw how Jews do business. There was one firm that they're very scrupulously honest and they're very sincere. When you're going to be in the business world, you have such a chance to make a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Such a chance. That's the whole point of what Klal Yisrael is supposed to do. We're supposed to be an Or LaGoyim in terms of how to behave, how to be absolutely honest, how to be absolutely straight. And when a person's out there in the world, the Yetzer Hara, to be dishonest, and the Yetzer Hara to try to make money off of you know, a little strain, a little dishonesty here, a little dishonesty there. Chosama Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. And we have to remember that even if in the world there are a lot of Jews who don't tell the truth, and I'd be scared to say this, but it is the truth. There are a lot of people who would rather do business with non-Jews than do business with Jews, because they know they're going to get a straighter response from non-Jews than Jews. It's scary to say that. It's upsetting to say that. It is true, though. There are people like that, and we have to. But that shouldn't discourage us, though. We have to set the record straight. We have to be Jews who aren't dishonest on our tax forms. I have a guy once I knew, unfortunately, a firm guy who said, you know, every year I go to my accountant and I say to him, this is the amount of dollars I'm paying in taxes. You figure out how it's supposed to work. This is what I'm paying. You figure out how it's supposed to make sense on the tax form. Apparently, there's a lot of people that operate like that. To me, it's like so incredibly foreign that a Jew should operate like that. This is not what we're about. That's the pasuk in Sfanya is made, that's not what Jews are about. Sheiru Yisrael Yas La'avlo L'Yidabu Chazav. The Mesil Sesharim there quotes a pasuk in Iov, Lo Davak B'chapo Ma'um. Why is that, right? The Gemara in Bava Basra states, Rubam B'gezel. Rubam B'gezel. Most people violate some form of Gezel. Because the Torah standards of this are so high. So many people violate this. And he quotes a pasuk in Iov, Lo davak b'chapo ma'um. Iov testifies about himself, Lo davak b'chapo ma'um, that nothing ever stuck to his hands. So the Mesil Sharm is medayik in the pasuk in Iov. What beautiful, not beautiful, but what sharp, penetrating imagery is this? That the nature of a person wanting to be dishonest, the nature of a person taking that which isn't his, the nature of a person, you know, using the photocopy machine at work for things that aren't part of his yeshiva obligations, his work obligations, the person making phone calls and making long distance phone calls at work without, because the Lord Davak Bechapo Mu'um, he says, you know, it didn't stick. Iov says about himself and talking about his own honesty that nothing ever got stuck to his hand. Says to him, says, Hashem, that's the way Gneva happens. Stuff gets stuck to your hand. It's not so much that you want to go. No, we're not accusing people of, you know, wanting to be dishonest, but the dishonesty gets stuck. Even if you don't want it to be there, but somehow the opportunities just keep on hitting you, and it's hard always to be totally honest and to avoid this kind of dishonesty. The Yetzer Hara makes it stick. And there are so many Ma'amar Chazal, Mamish, right around the parashas that we're talking about now, so many Ma'amar Chazal that are scary, scary Ma'amar Chazal. Well, first of all, in the parasha we find that Yaakov comes to the well, and he sees all the shepherds coming around the well. What does Yaakov say? Hein od hayom gadol, lo eisel sef hamikdash. Guat zon luchuru. Unbelievable. Yaakov, he doesn't even know these people. And he says, od hayom, all the shepherds were already coming. He thought that they were finishing the day. He thought the reason they were congregating around is because they were trying to end their work day early. And he says, what are you guys doing? So the Sfarno comments on the pasuk, Hatzadik yimas es ha'avel, gamkin ala acherim. Like Yaakov couldn't bear for him to see this injustice. He couldn't bear to see the shepherds ending the day early. He's an Ish Emes. An Ish Emes. He's not only worried about Emes for himself, he sees shepherds. He says, I can't tolerate it. He screams and yells at people who are, he even doesn't know who these people are. So they explained to him, no, we weren't coming together. We weren't trying to end. We would just have to get everybody together because we need to be able to get all these people together, the role to open the well. As a matter of fact, you know, in this parasha also we know about, right, the Rachel gets married, he thinks it's Rachel, it ends up being Leah. So the Yalkut Shimoni says that the whole night when Yaakov and Rachel were together, Yaakov and Leah, who he thought was Rachel, were together the whole night, so he's yelling, Rachel this, Rachel that, and she's answering, yes, I'm Rachel, I'm Rachel, I'm Rachel, says in the Yalkut Shimoni. So in the morning, it turns out she's Leah, but Safra, Vihine, Leah, I'm like, Marim Yasa Bas Ramoy, Lav Balai, Lav Karina, Rachavat, honestly. So Yaakov in the morning, it says in the Medrash, Yalkut Shimoni, in the morning it says, he screams at her, liar, the daughter of a liar. I'm yelling at you all night saying, Rachel, Rachel, and you're answering, you're responding as if you're proving to be Rachel. So what does Leah answer him? Amar Leah, Is Sefer de Lesley Talmidim? Is there a book that people, that students don't learn from? Lo kein hava vuch tzavach loch esav v'at ani Leah. So Leah responds to Yaakov and says, I'm just giving you back exactly what you did to your father. Your father said, Are you Esav? And you said, yeah, I'm Esav. When you went to steal the brachos from your father, I'm Esav. So Chazal seemed to say, Mida keneged Mida, that whenever there's dishonesty involved, even though Yaakov was listening to his mother, and even though Yaakov had bought the Bechorah legitimately, but apparently Chazal here is saying there's a tviya on somebody for being dishonest. If you're dishonest with somebody, people are going to be dishonest with you. It all comes around. As you see, many times Chazal say the same thing. Kishma Esav is different. This is from last week's parasha, right? When Esav heard that Yaakov had stolen the brachos, the Torah says that Esav screamed. Ayizak Zaka. So the Gemara says, Amar Chani Komishu Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Vachin Yivachu Bnei Moi. Mar Chapi V'Gabi Dilei. Zaka Achas Hizik Yaakov LeEsav. Where was he paid back? B'Shushan Abira. Shnav Ayizak Zaka Gedolu Mara Ad Ma'od. That Haman was able to have the decree against Klal Yisrael, Mida Keneged Mida, because of Yaakov's using deceit to try to con Esav out of the brachos. So again, Chazal seemed to say that there's a punishment for being dishonest, even in a situation where the dishonesty perhaps was merited, it was legit. There's still going to be payback. And finally, at the very end of the parasha, so you have the Zohar says that Lavan ran after Yaakov. He went one day, Yaakov went 7 days, Lavan ran after him in one day. He was trying to kill him. So why? For two reasons he ran after him. Number one, he ran away. Number two, he suspected Yaakov of stealing his trufim, of stealing the idols. Says the Zohar, even though Rachel's intentions were totally l'shem shamayim to try to get her father away from Avodah Zarah, by the fact that she used deceit, that Rachel was punished, like Yaakov's words, right? Whoever has lo yichyeh, so she was punished that she died prior to being able to raise her son Binyamin. She wasn't even able to have one moment of a mother to be with her son Yishmael, with her son Binyamin. Began Sara da Avua, because of the pain that she caused her father. Even though her intentions, of course, were good to separate him from Avodah Zarah, but the Zohar says the fact that she deceived him and stole from him and used deceit, so there's tremendous, tremendous punishment that comes upon a person using deceit. So, Hanogei Lamaisa, for us, we have to be so, so careful about every word that comes out of our mouths, about everything that we write on a form or piece of paper, whatever you write. I tell the boys, I think it says when you apply to college, they ask if you ever suspended in high school. They ask these questions. You have to be honest. You have to be totally, totally honest in every word. And hopefully if a person uses complete sincerity and honesty and is always open and hinshel chatzedek, when a Jew says yes and sheiris Yisrael al-yas avla kadosh baruch hu utaka bless us, that just like Yaakov Avinu, he was honest, even it looks like he was a little played games with Lavan. Most of the Rishonim understand that it was legit. He was just trying to get back that which Lavan had deceived him 10 times. So if a person is honest in all his dealings and is sincere in all his dealings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka bless him, that he should have, like the Rambam writes, like Yaakov Avinu was blessed, he became extremely wealthy. In the merit of our honesty, Hashem should see that we're trying to do the right thing, and he should bless us with tremendous parnasa. We should always have a lot of Hatzlacha Rabba b'kol ma'aseh yadeinu. Have a wonderful night.